Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Chof Dalit. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas David Rosenberg, Dorothy Lempel, Devorah Bas Binyamin HaKohen, and Miriam Gettinger, Miriam Bat Azriel. All the Neshamos we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We're going to begin today's share 12 lines from the top of Chof Dalit Amud Aleph with the words Toshma. Remind ourselves in yesterday's Mishnah, which was on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, we had had the statement from Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov had said that if somebody also somebody wants to have his friend eat by him, Reuven wants Shimon to eat by him, he's allowed to do what Abaya had said was Nidre Zeruzin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that one can try to spur someone by making a nether to have them eat with him. But this is the type of nether that the person really doesn't mean that it should take effect. He's doing this just to spur the other person. It's Nidre Zeruzin, as we had had in the previous Mishnah, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, this too doesn't require real Hataras Nedarim. It automatically falls off because the person understands. This is like the business negotiation. And when one person says, I want to not sell it for less than four, the other person says, I'm not going to buy it for more than two, they really mean they're happy to do it at three, so too, this is the similar type of a thing. And yes, towards the end of the year, we asked, does the opinion of the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov or not, and ultimately, who do we paskin like if the Chachamim, in fact, disagree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? So we're trying to bring proofs that the Chachamim, in fact, argue with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and that's what we pick up today, Toshma. 12 lines from the top, Chof Dalet Omid Aleph. Toshma, we bring the following raya from the next part of the Mishnah that we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, which was from Samach Gimel Omid Beis, and we continue in that Mishnah to try to prove that the Chacham argue with Rabbi Ben Yaakov. And it said in that Mishnah, Toshma, Omer L'chaveiro, if a person says to his friend, Reuven says to Shimon, Konom Sha'aton Enesli, Im I'atonosin Livni Kur Shochitin Ushnei Chovio Shayayin, I'm making an edder over here that if you do not give to my son, Livni, Kur shel chitin, a kur's worth of chitin, that's a large amount, 30 saws worth of chitin, ushtei chov yoshayayin, and 2 barrels of wine, then if you don't give that to my son, you are not going to be able to go and get hanoah from me. I ask hanoah from you. So Rav Meir, Omer, and Bach adds the word over here, critical word, oser ad sheyitein. So this person, Shimon, is also to get hanoah from Reuven until he actually goes and gives the 30 saw of chitin, the kur of chitin, and the 2 barrels, the shtei chavios of yayin, to the person's son. Whereas the chacham disagree. The chacham amrim, no. Av ze yochol lahatiris nidro shelo al pi chacham. This too is considered nidre zeruzin, and you can be matir this nidre without having to go to a chacham, because the person, Reuven, can say to his friend, shiochol omlo, hareini kilu hiskabalti. It's as if I got the gift already. Now, the Ran explains, how can he say it's as if I got the gift already? Because the Ran explains, Libra Maska, Reni, Kilu, Kiskabalti, he brings down from the Gemara in Gittin that the reasoning is because Mishum de Laharvocha, di day Ichavein, Vaholu Itzrich, because his whole intention was that he should get the core of Chitin, the 30 saw of Chitin, and the 2 barrels of wine, because, as the Ran continues, he says, the Davka, the children that he said to give this to are dependent upon him, and therefore he's really the one that's getting it. But if his children, he says later on in the Ran, the first wide line in the Ran, but if the children are older children and they're no longer dependent upon their father, so then he can't say the statement, he can't say it's as if I got the money, because he didn't get the money. It was supposed to go to his children. So in that situation, the man says the children would have to say, we are as if we got the money, and then the Chacham would say that the person doesn't have to go and be also from Reuven, because even though he didn't give the saw, the 30 saw of chitin and the 2 barrels of wine, since either Reuven, if the children were dependent upon him, or the children themselves, if they were no longer dependent upon their father, can say it's as if we got it, and therefore, since they can say that we got it, so therefore, it's as if the nether was fulfilled. Now, what does this have to do with the Rosh and Yaakov? Shemari says the reasoning is over here, Taima, the reason why we say that Shimon, according to the Chacham, doesn't have to go and be also from Reuven's property is because the Amar, because either Reuven, for the children that are dependent upon him, or the children themselves, if they're no longer dependent on their father, could have said the Amar, Hareini Ke'ilu Iskabalti. It's as if we got the money, we got the 30 saw and the 2 barrels of wine, as if they got the gift, and therefore the nether isn't chal. Implication being, Ho Lav Hochi, If in fact they don't say Hare Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, so then Neder Hu, then the Neder does take effect, and Shimon would be also to get any Hanoah from Reuven until he gives the 30 saw or the 2 barrels. So whose opinion is this? Mani. If you're going to tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if this Mishnah, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the second part of the Mishnah, is in fact the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then why do we say that if they didn't say Hare Ki'ilu Hiskabalti, the Neder takes effect? After all, according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Nidre Zeruzin Havi. This is just another example of a person trying to spur somebody else to go and do something, but it really doesn't mean that he wants the Neder to take effect. So this can't be Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Elalav, mustn't it be Rabbanon? This is the opinion of the Chachamim, and Upligi, they clearly argue the Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Asked and answered. Do the Chachamim argue the Rabbi Elazar Yaakov? The answer is yes. So he says, no, not necessarily so. Lo. Li'olam, in fact, just like we said for the first part of the Mishnah, we said that that could be Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, so too the second part of the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, La'olam, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov could also be in accord with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov's opinion. It's not necessarily that the Chachamim disagree with him. He agrees with this second part of the Mishnah. Why is that? Because Mishum de Amale, because he could say to his friend, Reuven could be saying to Shimon over here, listen, Lav Malkana, I'm not a king over here, that the Mahanya Loch Va'atlo Mahanisli, that all I do is give you and give you and give you, and you don't have to return anything to me. A king is so rich, so wealthy, so beneficent, that he gives presents out without expecting anything in return. But Reuven says to Shimon, listen, I've given you lots and lots and lots and lots of presents, so I expect you to go and give something back in return. And if you don't give something back in return, so then, guess what? I really do mean this. It's not a nidre zeruzin. This is a real neder that I'm saying, unless you finally start giving back something to me, so then, in that situation, I'm actually asking you on all of my property. So therefore, this could be the appeal of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov that this is not a nidre zeruzin. But, in general, nidre zeruzin don't need to have a retraction, don't need to have Torahs, Nedolim, and annulment, and the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. So we can't bring any raya from the Reisha or the Sefer of the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Now the Gemara continues and tries again. Amalei Markishisha, Berei de Rav Chisla Ravashi, Markishisha. Now it's an interesting machlokis, whether he was the older son of Rav Chisla or the younger son. Interesting, Rav Chisla named both of his sons Mar. Not sure why, but he did that. And so the simple understanding of Rashi in the Gemara in Ksuvos is that Markishisha, Kishisha means older, is the older son, and Mar Yenuka was the younger son. So he had two sons, Mar, the older one he called or was known as Mar Kishisha, the older son, and Yenuka, Mar Yenuka, was the younger son. Okay, that's a simple way to understand it. There is another opinion over there that says that it's the other way around, that Kishisha, the son that he called Mar Kishisha, was the son that was born to him in his old age, and therefore was the younger son. And Mar Yenuka was the son that was born to him in his younger days, and therefore he was called Mar Yenuka. And then, that's who we're dealing here with over here, Mar Kishisha, either the older or the younger son of Rav Chisla. And he asked the following statement to Rav Ashi, Toshma. We learn from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we'll have on Daf Chozayin Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah there says, Nidre Onsin. We had alluded to this in the beginning of our Perek as one of the four types of Nidarim that fall off by themselves. And that one of them was called Nidre Onsin. So here we start to say, what are Nidre Onsin? Nidre Onsin are something which happened beyond your ability to control. It's an onus, something that happened without your ability to control it, such as if a person, hidiro chavero shiochal etzlo, you have Reuven trying to get Shimon to eat with him, and he makes an eder that unless you eat with me, this thing is going to be awesome to you. And then what happened? V'chala hu ochala b'no. And then Shimon became sick, or his son became sick, or as he was going to travel to Reuven's house to eat with him, the river overflowed and he couldn't get there. So all of these situations, it was something beyond his control that stopped it from going. So this is what's called Nidre Onsin, and the person isn't Aser. So when Reuven Asered, at least that's the way we're understanding this right now, when Reuven Asered Shimon to get any Hanoah from him, that was assuming that there wouldn't be some sort of an onus preventing Shimon from coming. But if there's an onus, such as the child got sick, or he got sick, or the river overflowed and he couldn't get through, so then the neder would not take effect and Shimon would still be permitted to Reuven. Now, the implication of this is, halav hachi, if it wasn't for the fact that he or his son got sick or that the river overflowed, then the neder would in fact take effect. Neder who? Now, again, who is the author of this Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin? If you're going to tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so then this should be, again, Zeruzin Havi. This should be Nidre Zeruzin. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov should say that he was only doing this to spur Shimon to come. And therefore, whether or not there was a onus involved, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say that the Neder doesn't take effect. So obviously, this Mishnah says that only when there was an onus, the Neder doesn't take effect. If there wasn't an onus, the Neder does take effect. Ella, therefore, can't be Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Ella la Rabbanon. This must be the sheet of the Rabbanon who pliki. And clearly, the Rabbanon argued with Elazar Yaakov. So again, asked and answered. Do the Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov? Clearly, from the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Od Aleph, the answer is yes. Or it says, again, lav dafka. Not necessarily so. Because in fact, we can say that that Mishnah, lav Chav Zayin, is also the Olam Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. It is also consistent with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, and the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. Nobody argues with that. How come by Nidre Zeruzin, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says they automatically fall apart? And here, why don't we say that it automatically falls apart? Because the answer is, Umi Sabris, the Adre Mazmino Lizmina, because we had it in the understanding that I explained it, the Mishnah was talking about that Ruvain made an eder to Shimon, that unless you come to my house, you're also to eat from my property, from my items. So it looked like Reuven was the one that made the nether to spur Shimon to come. But Rabbi Elazar Yaakov said that's not what happened. Who says that that's what happened? Me Sabris, the Adre Mazmino, the one who was Mazmin, which is Reuven, Lizmina, the one who got invited, which was Shimon. No, it was the other way around. Lo. In fact, it was Dizmina, Shimon, Adre Lemazmina. Shimon was the one that caused the nether over here. This wasn't an Idre Zeruzin. This was Shimon making a nether, saying, I am definitely coming to your house. And if I don't come to your house, then this will be Osir. Now, what happened exactly? Let's see inside. The Amar lay Mazminat li Lesudosech. Shimon had started the whole conversation and said, please invite me to your house for a Suda. And Amar lay, so Reuven said, sure, no problem, in. I'd be happy to invite you to the house. So Shimon really wanted to make sure that he got invited, so he said, Neder ze olecha. So Shimon was the one that said, there should be a neder upon you. In other words, you make a neder that says, if I don't come, meaning you're really going to invite me, everything that I have should be also to you, or everything that you have should be also to you. And you can see this in the Rosh very clearly. In Dibur HaMaskil, Mi Sabris the Adre. And the Rosh says, Pirush came Aniro Selazaminosa. Reuven said to Shimon, sure, I'll be happy to invite you. Vamale, and Shimon says back to him, Zmina Lemizmina. Shimon says back to the one who's doing the inviting, Reuven, Dor Olecha, make a neder, Sha'atom Mizaminli, that you're definitely inviting me. And in this neder, the neder Pirush, neder Mizamna, that you, Reuven, are going to make the following neder of Omer, and you're going to say, Konem Peros Olai, all of my fruit should be offered to me. If I don't invite you. So Shimon is basically spurring Reuven over here to go and make this neder. The low heavy nedre zeruzin. This isn't a nedre zeruzin for Reuven spurring Shimon. It's the other way around. Mishum de davka hecha shahamizumon misariv. It's only if Shimon, the one who's being invited, is saying, no, I don't want to come, I don't want to come. And Reuven spurs him to come by making the neder. That's when it's Nidre Zeruzin. It's Reuven who's trying to spur Shimon to come. And Umizarzo Lecho Mishalo. In that situation, it's Nidre Zeruzin. Hosam Shach Nidre Zeruzin. Avokan, in our situation, ain't Sarach Lazariz Hamazumon Lecho. We don't need to go and spur Shimon to come. He wants to come. He's one of the answer the invite. And therefore, either Rabbi in this situation, Hamizumon Mivakesh Min Hamizamin Shidor. Shimon is begging, so to say, Reuven, go and make this neder. So when Reuven makes the neder, it's not Nidre Zeruzin. Alkach, she's minu. He's doing this because you're pestering me. So I'm making the neder. Hey, if you don't show up, then the nether really does take effect. Reuven wasn't doing this nether to spur Shimon. Shimon was asking for the nether. And therefore, this is not considered Nidre Zeruzin. And as the Gemara says, in this situation, when Shimon says, Neder Zeh Olecha, go and make this nether, another. And now back to the Gemara. And Reuven made the nether, and now only V'cholahu O'shecholah B'no. And only then, if Shimon became sick, or his son became sick, O'sheikvo Nar, the river overflowed, and he wasn't able to come, only in that situation it's not nidrei zeruzin, then it's called hareilu nidrei onsin. And in that situation, the nether doesn't take effect because it was an onus. But without the onus, the nether does take effect because it's not nidrei zeruzin. And Elizabeth Yaakov would agree. There is no machlokas over here. Everybody would agree the Mishnah Chav Zayin Omer Aleph would be, in fact, a valid nether if there was no onsin. So again, we haven't proven that there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Elizabeth Yaakov. Try again. The Gemara says, Toshma. We pick up the following brisa. It says, yes, Rav Kain, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Even more than what we just said, did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say? What is that? He said the following. Ha Omer lechaveiro. If Reuven says to Shimon, Konam sha'ani nana lecha. It should be awesome for me to benefit from you. Im yatom is arach etzli. If you don't come and stay at my house. Be an oreach, be a guest by my house. And and you should eat with me, pas chamos, some nice hot bread, and you should drink with me, kos chamin, a nice warm glass of wine. They used to go and warm up their wine. So kos chamin over here means a warm glass of wine. In any event, vahalo hikbit kinegdo. And Reuven had spurred or tried to spur Shimon to come, and what happened? Shimon said, no, I'm not going to come, as the Mefarish says over here. Avogav shepirish lo hakol, even though Reuven pestered him and said, please come, but afal pi shehik bit kinegdo, and Shimon says, no, I ain't coming. Nevertheless, yes, Rav Kain, Rav Elazar says, even in this situation, af elu nidrei zeruzin. This is also called nidrei zeruzin. However, v'lo hodu lo chachamim, here we clearly see the chachamim say, no, we disagree with you. We don't consider this to be nidrei zeruzin, and this is a valid neder. As the Mefarish says, Shehei Nidrei Zeruzin, this is not Nidrei Zeruzin. They weren't admitting to him that this is Nidrei Zeruzin, and therefore, this is clearly showing that the Chachamim argue with the Elazar ben Yaakov. Just as an aside, why is this, yes, okay, this sounds just like the other cases. So why do you say over here, more than this, even Elazar ben Yaakov said? So the Ran, in Dibra Masl, yes, okay, and points out, Hai the Omer, yes, okay, why was this even more than previously, is Mishum the Hocha over here. Look at the wording carefully. Afogav de shayach lememar lav kalbo anna. As previously it said, I'm not a dog that I just get and just get. I want you to also receive from me. So that's why he's pestering Shimon to come. But here, he's not saying that you should be also to me. He's saying, I shouldn't be able to get hanor from you. Konam shani nene lecha. I should be able to get benefit from you. Hu oser hanos hamizuman al atzmo. Reuven is saying, if you don't come to me, I can't get hanor from you. If you're not willing to come and eat by me. And therefore, even a neder like this is going to, in fact, be a valid nidrei zeruzin. And here, the chachamim weren't molded to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now, what does it mean? My lo du lo chacham. How do you mean over here that the chachamim weren't molded to him? And here we'll have two different girsas. So we'll go with the girsa that we have in the Gemara first. And it says, lav, doesn't it mean, and we turn to Chof Dalad on the base, doesn't it mean dafilu b'kamaisa? Not only in this case did the Chachamim not be moda, but even in the earlier cases, such as on the Mishnah, on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Aleph, and therefore, in that case as well, the Chachamim are not moda to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ushma mina, pligi rabbanon alei, that the Chachamim, in fact, argue. And the Gersa that we have says, yes, Shema Mina, we finally have a good Raya. This clearly is a Raya. It says the Chachamim lo modulo. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They say this is not nidrei zeruzin. And it, the Gersa that we have is that not only in this case that we just brought down, but even in the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that this too is nidrei zeruzin, the Chachamim disagree with him. That's the Gersa that we have. However, the Ran and the Rosh bring down another gear. So we'll see that the Rosh is a little bit shorter. So if you look at the Rosh at the very bottom of Chav Dalet Omer Aleph, in the last Rosh, where he says, my lav afilu b'kamaisa, isn't this that the Chachamim disagree with the Rebbe Elazar, not only over here, it clearly says over here, v'lohod lo Chachamim, but also in the Kamaisa, meaning in the Mishnah Chav Kimel Omer Aleph. So Gemara says, lo, only b'basraisa, only over here in this case, which, again, one could argue is not nidrei zeruzin, but in the other cases of nidrei zeruzin, the Chachamim would agree with Elazar ben Yaakov, such as the kamaisa. Avo mehach, the Rosh says, leko lemivshat the plige. From the first case, you can't show that there's a machlokus between the Chachamim and Elazar ben Yaakov. The shiny hocha, here it's different. Kiven sha'amar sha'ani ne'lelecha. Bahai plige, as we pointed out from the Ran, the Rosh says the same idea. That in this last case that we just brought down, where the person says, Reuven says, I will not get benefit from you. In that situation, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, because he says, Shani nene lecha, b'hai pligi, rebonim, mishum domele, lav kalbana. But in the first part, you can't say that, because in the first part, you could say that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar Yaakov also agreed in the earlier proofs that we tried to bring that there was a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar Yaakov. We said Rabbi Elazar Yaakov agreed that if the other person doesn't want to come, he says, listen, I'm not a dog that I only receive presents. I also want to give presents. And if you don't come to me, then I'm asking you in Hanah. That's because Reuven is asking Shimon in Hanah. Therefore, there's no machlokes over there, the Rosh says, according to this version. But when he says, I'm going to ask myself to get Hanah from you, Konam Shani Nene Lecha, so then that's not Nidrei Zerushin according to the Chachamim, albeit there it is, Nidrei Zerushin according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So in this last case, they argue, but Lav Davka, according to this version, can you bring me a raya that they also argue, Bekamaisa. So we have the two versions over here. How do we paskin? My Havayalah. What is the bottom line? So Toshmat, we bring a raya from the following statement. The Omar, Rav Huna had said, Halacha ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We, in fact, paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whether the Chacham agreed with him or not, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and v'chein Omar Rav Adda bar Ava, he said the same thing, Rav Adda bar Ava, Halacha ki Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And as the Ran brings out in the top Ran, he says, the Havi Yodulhu, the Rav Huna, it was known to Rav Huna, Afilu b'kamaisa, even in the first situation, not only in this last situation that we just brought down, where clearly there's a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we possibly Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but even in the first situation, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that too is called Nidrei Zeruzin, and is a null and void, automatically you don't need Hataras Chacham. And at the end of this round, he says, another raya why this should be the case is because Kivin Amar Rav Huna Stama, he says, Halacha Rav Elazar Yaakov, it's Mashma Damas Nisan Koi, he's talking even on the Mishnah, Shamishnah Isa Shkura Bifi Yaakov, La Braisa. So this goes all the way back and says, even by the Mishnah, we pass like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's because everybody knew the Mishnah. So when he says, Halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, they're all going to assume it's the Mishnah, Lav Dafka, they're going to know all the different Braises and other things that we brought down to try to prove that there is a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So when he says stam, the halachas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it means across the board in all situations. The Rangan then goes through and says, what is the real practical halacha l'maisa? So he says, it really depends a little bit on the two versions that we had, which version you say is the accurate version. I know the Rangan for this discussion. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nidrei Havoi. This is the next category that we had in our original Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, so it said that one of the other types of Nidarim that fall off by themselves are called Nidrei Havoi. What exactly does Nidrei Havoi mean? So we said it means a guzma, a loshon of exaggeration. A person is saying something that is obviously not what he meant. Oh, I, there were a million people over there, as we'll see in the Gemara. And there really weren't a million people. He meant that there were a lot of people. So he swears, this should be awesome to me. He makes an ad that this should be awesome to me. If there weren't a million people there, so he really didn't mean a million people, he meant a lot. And therefore, it's not a real neder. So this is the example. The Mishnah says, Nidrei Havoi. Omar, the person says, Konam, it should be, something should be awesome to me. The thing in front of me should be awesome to me. If in fact, in lo ra'isi by derech hazeh, if I didn't see on this road, ke'ole Mitzrayim, the number of people who left Mitzrayim, 600,000 men left Mitzrayim, I'm making an ad that this item should be awesome to me if there weren't over here the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. Now, there were a lot of people there, but there weren't 600,000 people there, so this is an example of a Nidrei Havoi that falls off and doesn't require Hataras Nedarim. The Neder doesn't take effect because it's not a real Neder. Alternatively, he said, in Lo Ra'isi, if I didn't see Nochash Kikoras Beis Habad, if I didn't see a Nochash that was either as big or had ridges on its back, the Gemara will explain, like a beam in the Beis Habad, like a beam that you have to press down on the top of the olives so that they get crushed and all the olive oil can come out of them. So if I didn't see a snake that was just as big as that. No, he saw a big snake, but he didn't see one as big as that. Nevertheless, this is an example of Nidrei Havoi, and therefore it doesn't take effect. That's a simple reading and understanding of the Mishnah. Again, the Ran in Dibra Maschil, Nidrei Havoi says, what is this lotion of Havoi? He says, Klomar Guzma. Usvas Yeser. This is an example of an exaggeration of something that he is just using for emphasis to say, oh, there were a million people over there. V'chein zehosif amah shiroah, k'odam shiroah dover niflo v'godol. The person sees something that's large or something that's amazing, and he mosif lomar, and he exaggerates it more and make it even bigger, yosif amah shiroah, more than what he saw. He knows there weren't a million people over there. He knows there weren't Ka'oli Mitzrayim. He knows that there weren't that many people there. Therefore, Hilkach, even though he said, Konim Kikor Zelai. He said, this loaf of bread in front of me should be also to me. Im lo ra'isi, am koli Mitzrayim. If I didn't see over here a large multitude of people like the multitude that left Mitzrayim, the 600,000 men, or he says, I saw this snake over here. I'm telling you, im lo ya kikoras beis habad, if it wasn't as big or as ridged as this board that's used in the olive press to press down on the olives, lo amrinan vaday lo ya kach, Kemoshu Omer, we don't say in that situation it didn't happen. The Yasser had neder love, and therefore, if he didn't see it, it wasn't that much. The neder takes effect. No, El Amrinan, Elo, we say, who be atzmo yodeya shlo yokokach Kemoshu Omer. He knows there wasn't a million people there. 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. He knows that there was a huge snake over there with huge ridges on its back, and therefore, Elo derech bnei adam lahosif amashiro. People talk in this exaggerated way when they want to say, yeah, there were 20 people over there. So there were a million people over there. And therefore, lo yadato l'neder. He had absolutely no intention to make a real neder over here. And this is just ki derech bnei adam l'dabrikein. This is the way people speak. And the rush is the most important point. O b'nedarim holach achelosh bnei adam. Then in general, by nedarim, we follow what the person's intention was. In general, when people say these types of words, they mean this. So that's what we go by. B'nedarim holach achalosh b'nei adam, as we'll learn in the upcoming Gemara, on Daf Lamed Omid Beis, and therefore the Rosh says that's why the Nedarim in our Mishnah are called Nidrei Havoy, and therefore they don't take effect. Okay, let's start the Gemara now. Tano, we learn in the following Braisa, Nidrei Havoy Mutarim. The Braisa says, like our Mishnah, that if you make a neder that is havoy, it's a guzma, it's an exaggeration, so then it's going to fall off by itself. It's mutar, you don't need that Torah Sacham. That applies to nedarim. However, shavuos havoy, a shavua, in general, we had really previously pointed out in the previous parak, that because it says in the Aseret Dibros, lo yinakeh, by shavua it says, don't take God's name in vain, and lo yinakeh, he won't forgive you. So then shavuos are more strict than nedarim, and therefore, a shavua of havoy, that is asura. Then, if you asid yourself something, you said, I asid this kikar in front of me with a shvua, as we'll explain in a moment in the Gemara. So then, in that situation, the shvua does take effect. We don't say it's a shvua savoy. We only say nidri havoy don't take effect, but shvua savoy does take effect. That's the girsa that we have over here. The Ran brings down, there is another girsa, however. And you look in the Ran, it's the start of the Gemara, where it says, dibar maslo kach shvua savoy mutaros. And if you look in the Os Beis in the Hagos Vitziyudim, he says that Sira Acharis, there is another gears over here, Kishem Shenidri Havoy Mutarim, Kain Shvuos Havoy Mutaros. The exact opposite. According to this girsa, it doesn't distinguish between Nidri Havoy and Shvuos Havoy. The first girsa that we had said, yeah, Nidri Havoy, they fall off by themselves, but a Shvuos Havoy is Chal. According to this girsa, there's no difference between Nidri Havoy and Shvuos Havoy. Both of them are mutar, and both of them don't take effect. And in Hagos, in Siyudim, Os Beis, he says, this is the gears of the Rambam, and this is also the way it's found in the Tosefta, and the Ran, as we pointed out, and Od Rishon. The Ran does add, however, even according to the opinion, it says, the Shua Savoy doesn't take effect, the person made a Shua Shav, and he's over a lot, but the Shua doesn't take effect. Okay, so we have these two different gears also over here. So first we have to explain, what does it mean, a Shvua of Havoy. Hechidami Shvuos Havoy. Give us an example of Shvuos Havoy. If the person were to say, Ileimo, the Omar Shvuah, it should be a Shvuah upon me. Imlo Ra'isi, Badera Chazeh, if I didn't see on this road the number of people that left Mitzrayim, or I didn't see this large snake, so then what does that mean? Midam Ka'amar, and the Ran adds the words over here. Hare Yatsa Shvuah L'Sheker. This is not a true Shvuah. There is no Isser over here if you say that this should be a Shvuah upon me if I didn't see Kaholi Mitzrayim. What does that mean, this should be a Shvuah on me? That doesn't say anything. That's not a Shvuah. You can't say a Shvuah should be upon me. As the Ran says, Kolomar, She'ein L'loshun Zeh Shum Mashmos. It doesn't mean anything. Ulusheka Lav Davka, and he wasn't trying over here to make a false statement. And as the Rush adds in Dibra Masel Ilema, he says, the Kivan Deina Oser Shum Dover Love. He just said, this should be a Shvuah. So, Ein Beloshon Azeh Shvuah Klal. That doesn't make it into a Shvuah. And the Rush is not Goris. Lo Garsinun Hariyosa Shvuah L'Sheker. He's not Goris like the Ran was, that this is a Shvuah L'Sheker, but it doesn't take effect. In any event, both the understanding of the Ran and the understanding of the Rush says that this would be worthless if he just said it should be a shvua upon me. So what does it mean when he says shvua savai? So Abaye, the Amar, he said, shvua, I'm making a shvua shura isi. According to the Ran, he's not saying that something is art to him. He's just saying, I make a shvua that I saw 600,000 people over here. Now, the way the Ran understands this is that's not a false shvua, because according to the version of the Ran that says, even shvua savai are mutarim, so this is an example of a person using a guzma and doesn't really mean that there, I swear that there were 600,000 people that came from here. Now, the way the Ran understands this is he didn't say something is also to me. He's just making a shua sharisi, but he doesn't say that this kikar should be also to me by a shua. I asked this kikar to me by a shua if this wasn't 600,000 people. So that's what Abaye says. Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, I disagree with you. Im Kain, if that were the case, there's no chedesh over here. Lama li lemeimer. Why would you have to tell me this? As the Rosh says, the Libra Maslin came, Lama li lemeimer, Kivan the Amar Shvua Shoraisi, since he swears that I saw this, Pshita Shoraisi. It would be usher in that situation. Afal Bishaderach Olam Likro li Amrav Kayoti Mitzrayim. The Rosh says, Rava says in that situation, so it would take effect. This would be a valid Shvua, even though people use a Guzma over here. Nevertheless, we call Makom Asurli Shava Alzeh. The Rosh says that this would, in fact, be forbidden for a person to swear. Ubineder Dafka Sharin and Hanoder Shalo Kivein Lineder. And only by a Neder would this not take effect, but Rava says it's obvious that this would take effect by a Shvua. And furthermore, for Ode, Dumya the Neder Ketani. In our Mishnah, we said that this is similar to a neder of Havoy. Because whether we have the Girsa that it's also, whether the Girsa we have it's Mutter, it said, Tana Nidre Havoy Mutarim, and then it said, Shua Savai either Asurin or Mutarim. So it compares the two. And therefore, if it compares the two, as the Rosh continues, and he says, Oh, Dumya, the Neder Ketani, the Mashma, Sha Oser Dover Alov Bishua Kamom Neder. He's making the same thing with the Shua that he did with the Neder. And therefore, and if the neder is permissible, so too, then the shvua should be permissible over here. But it's not. Clearly, if he says, I make a shvua, so it should take effect. So Rava doesn't like Abaye's teretz. El Omer Rava. So Rava says, no. This is the way you have to understand this. When he says, Ba'omer, ye asru peros ha'olam alai bishvua. The person is making not a general statement that I saw this, I swear that I saw this, but he's saying, no. I swear that I saw this, and if I didn't see it, then all the peros of the world should be also to me with a shvua. Im lo ra'isi v'derech hazeh kol Mitzrayim. If I didn't see 600,000 people on this road, then all the peros of the world should be also to me with a shvua. That's what it means over here, according to Rava. And in this situation, that isn't a valid shvua that would also all the fruits of the world. Now, as I pointed out before, it's also to do this. He would be getting malchus for making this shvua. But at the same time, it's clear that the shvua wouldn't take effect, that all the parents of the world are also to him, because this is a lashon of havoy. And according to the Girsa, it says mutarim, so they would be mutarim. The fruits would still be mutar to him in this situation. That's the way Rava understands this. Now, I explain this in the most simplistic fashion possible. In fact, the Ran goes into this machlokis into much greater detail. I know the Ran for a much more extensive discussion of this. And anyway, we'll continue in the Gemara. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, maybe Vidilma Hai Gavra Kino Dishum Shemani Chaza. You know what? Maybe the person wasn't lying. Maybe he actually saw a mound of ants. As the Mefarish says, Nimalos, ants, Mikubatzos Harbi. He saw a whole mound of ants over here. Rabbi Yachad, Kelly Mitzrayim, Davsha. Oh, that's possible. He saw a huge anthill, and there were tons of ants over there. And he says there were actually 600,000 ants there. And that's what he meant when he said Kaoli Mitzrayim. He wasn't talking about people. Maybe he literally meant that there was an anthill there, and therefore this is not a Shvua Shav. But Asik Lahon Shmo Oli Mitzrayim. And he called them the name of the Oli Mitzrayim, Vishapim Mishtaba. And in fact, he actually swore a real Shvua. So that's what Ravina asked Ravashi. We turn to Chafei Amud Aleph, and we'll conclude the shir with this answer, but we'll discuss it a lot more in tomorrow's shir. Ravashi says back to Ravina, Amalei, ki mishtaba adaita didon mishtaba v'anan lo maskinon nafshin ashum shemoni. When a person swears, he has to swear with what we understand him to be saying, not what he understands himself to be saying, as we'll see in upcoming Gemara's that we'll learn in tomorrow's year, a famous story, that a person, when he swears, has to be swearing not what he's thinking of, but by what the general public would be thinking those words mean. And therefore, when a person swears, it's a daita didan mishtaba. It's what the common understanding of that word would be to most people. That's what the shu is. And since most people over here, when they say there are 600,000 people like Oli Mitzrayim, they're talking about people and they're not talking about ants. And therefore, in this situation, there's no way to explain, as Ravina said, that maybe he's talking about ants. Rav Ashi tells him there's no way to explain that. So we are in the middle of the sugya, but the sugya continues for quite a bit. So therefore, we'll stop over here and we'll pick up tomorrow. We will discuss that when a person swears, he's always swearing with the understanding of the common man, of the normal understanding of the word, and not that he has some far-fetched understanding that he was swearing to, and therefore, what sounds to be like a false shvuah, he'll argue is not a false shvuah. That doesn't work. With this, we conclude today's shiur.